We're getting more of a sense of how China plans to retaliate against the U.S. when it comes to the escalating trade tensions, possible curbs on rare earth exports to the United States in certain key economic areas, an unreliable entities list. Joining us now to discuss what these mean for a potential trade deal is Mike McDonough, Chief Economist for Financial Products at Bloomberg, here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studios. How likely is it, Mike, that we're actually going to get a trade deal at this point?
Okay, so it's my view. I had been optimistic previously on the show. Subsequently, my baseline, I don't think we're going to get a deal at this point.
What are the chances?
10%. I would say, wow. Being optimistic.
Being optimistic. All right, so what changed for you?
So, I mean, I think that, you know, when we first heard the 3-4 weeks ago when we all thought there was going to be a deal, we thought that there had been alignment in two views, concessions had been made, and there was going to be signing. I think what actually happened was there was fundamental differences that weren't being aired. Primarily, I think from the Chinese perspective, they came in to negotiate a trade deal, and they left the negotiations feeling like they were negotiating terms of surrender and not actually a trade deal. And it seemed like the two sides were immovable in terms of what they were going to agree on. And I think some of the core points were, the Chinese felt that they were going to bend to the will of the U.S. negotiators, and once they signed the deal, the tariffs that were in place were going to remain in place until they felt they had accomplished enough to justify the removal of their tariffs. And I think that's something that they were just unwilling to agree with and sign. And I don't think the U.S. negotiators were willing to change their view on that. And then if you think about it, I think what happened in Mexico, you know, if you were to ask me that probability question yesterday, maybe I would have gone a little bit higher, but now you have to put yourself in the perspective of the Chinese. So even if they did sign a trade deal, look at what happened with Mexico. So the Chinese are worried that they're going to remain a punching bag of Trump's going into the 2020 election. So they have a trade deal, tariffs are gone, all of a sudden something happens, and they get a tweet saying, you know, we're putting tariffs on for a reason why. Oh, that is actually unrelated to the trade deal that we signed. This is punitive for some other action that's taking place.
I see. So I guess then if your base case at this point is that no trade deal will get done at this point, then play out what happens. I mean, the unreliable entities list from China, the rare earths curbs, walk us through what this means.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote on Bloomberg Opinion, I wrote something over a year ago at this point talking about the potential repercussions of targeting Chinese tech companies. And the repercussions wouldn't just end at tariffs. It would be China beginning to target U.S. companies that it has some control over, either that do business in China or have some sort of production in China. So I think this is a step in that direction, right? In the U.S., there's checks and balances and certain processes that have to be followed to go after a company. China's much more a command economy, run out of the center. So if there's something they want to pass that restricts a company from doing business in that country, it's a lot easier to do than it would be here. So they have a lot of, they can move quicker on that front. And as you see the trade war escalate outside of just tariffs, this is going to continue to progress. And then now we've seen actually the trade war go beyond China to also now move to Mexico, who again, you know, just had this trade deal agreed with the U.S., but it didn't seem to matter.
All right. So, Mike, it appears that President Trump and President Xi are going to meet at the G20 coming up. Any reason to have some optimism that if you just put these two in a room that maybe they can paper over some of these bigger issues here?
I mean, it's hard to see that right now. If you think back to last year, it was a similar meeting that they had in Argentina that kind of kicked the can on the problem. But the differences seem so fundamental without one side seismically changing their beliefs, it's hard to see a deal. So maybe there's the can gets kicked a little bit, but I'm not overly optimistic. You know, there's a chance something could happen, but I factor that into my baseline view.
Do you think that this is going to kick the global economy into recession?
Well, I think that, you know, the market is certainly justified to begin pricing in rate cuts by the Fed, especially now with this Mexico escalation. If you have, you know, if you combine Mexican and Chinese imports to the U.S., you're talking about something like a third of all imports, and you're putting that at a 25% tariff. A lot of these are consumer goods. A lot of these are inputs to supply chain. So, yeah, there's a really meaningful risk that you could enter at least a mild recession if this goes full throttle.
And I'm just looking at the WIRP function, as I do 10 every day, it seems like. But now it's all the way up to about a 92% chance of a rate cut by the year end. Does that seem kind of reasonable from your perspective?
Hey, with the recent escalation, yeah. I mean, if they follow through, and, you know, the thing is, I think people realize that it's not just rhetoric. There's action being put behind it now. We've seen the tariffs with China. We need to see what happens with Mexico. There seems to be a big misunderstanding who's actually paying for these tariffs, obviously.
And who is paying for these tariffs?
The importers are paying for the tariffs. I mean, it's a tax. It is a tax on importers. I mean, there was a point in time where there was no income tax in this country. Yep. The only tax was tariffs.
My time.
Yeah, before all of our time.
All right. So, Mike, we'll follow up on this because I'm sure this is a story that will just keep developing. Mike McDonough, Chief Economist for Financial Products for Bloomberg, joining us here in our Bloomberg 1130 studios. Thanks so much. My takeaway is a 10% chance of trade negotiations between China and the U.S.
That's optimistic.
That's optimistic, Mike. Yeah, that's optimistic, Mike. All right, Mike McDonough, thanks very much.